Well, now to the Victorian town of Bendigo, where more protests are scheduled for this afternoon. Some residents are opposed to the construction of a mosque in the town, and there are fears that today's protests could turn violent. Bendigo's mayor is Peter Cox, and I asked him to describe what the atmosphere was like in the town at the moment.
It's not all that tense, because we've got quite a number, if not thousands, of visitors coming into Bendigo this weekend, not for the protests, but for a whole range of other activities like the state netball titles, the school cycling championships, the Heathcote Food and Wine Festival. So there's a whole lot of other events happening in Bendigo. It's sort of a balmy Saturday morning in spring, so we're going to have lots of sunshine, but certainly there are, you know, or there will be people coming in who have different ideas to those who are coming to enjoy themselves.
Okay, so when you say people coming in, are you suggesting that there'll be protesters from outside of Bendigo who will travel there for the purposes of the rally?
Oh, no, we have no doubt about that. It happened 6 weeks ago, and about 600 protesters came into Bendigo with opposing views.
Where did they come from?
They come as far away from Queensland, New South Wales. Certainly a lot come from Melbourne. So we got people from the Patriotic Front. We've got people from anti-racism groups. And these people are trying to impose their view on Bendigo residents. Council made its decision to build a mosque 15 months ago. It's been supported by VCAT. The permit's been issued. But outside people have little understanding of local government processes and the timing of those processes. So they're trying to change something that pretty much can't be changed, certainly by the Greater Bendigo City Council. So there's another agenda here, and I think the debate is shifting from whether a mosque is going to be built in Bendigo or not to, I guess, some threats to the whole democratic process. I'm sure that the Patriotic Front are recruiting people. There's been posters and social media used with a whole lot of misinformation. And if that's been happening for a number of months, and so some of the untruths has to be believed by people, and I'm sure that's happening. And while council is trying to counteract that, there's this hate out there that is so disappointing.
How have you prepared? How have the police prepared for today?
Oh, no, they're very organised. There were 350 here last time. I would suspect that there'll be at least that number of police here in Bendigo today. And I guess that, you know, that's one of the things that I'm concerned about. Local residents and tourists are used to walking our streets and our parks, which are just so beautiful, without the police presence. And it is of great concern that the police have to be out on our streets today.
And that's Peter Cox, the Mayor of Bendigo.